Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Salat Jummah, the Friday Jummah worship service of the Nur Allah Islamic Center here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We will, for the first half hour, play chapter 18 of the Quran and then begin the truth border segment at 2 p.m. We give to you all the greetings of peace of Assalamu alaikum. And at this time here, we will begin playing chapter 18 of the Quran. And right at 2 o'clock, we will begin the service, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَابْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
فاصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude. Two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grain, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein. And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright. Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِيْنَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا
He said
نشهد أن محمد رسول Hayyallah الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they had no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُم مِّن رَّحْمَتِهِ
فَأَوْلَى وَأَكْبَر
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah. من الشيطان from the شيطان الرجيم be rejected and cursed enemy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With the name of the Merciful One to give us uncountable benefits. Ar-Rahim, the Merciful One that redeems us over and over again. We never despair of the mercies of Allah. Only a disbeliever despairs of the mercies of Allah. No matter how difficult it may become, a believer never despairs of the hope of Allah. He said it got so difficult for the prophet and the religious till they said, when will come the help of Allah? Yeah, Nasrullah, the help of God. And it says, sure, the help of Allah. Inna lillahi nasrullah. Raqib is saying close. And it's saying here, it is always close. Allah's help is always close. We are told in the Quran very plainly, Allah is near to us than each other. Family. That's saying our social concerns. When you're dealing with the blood, that's the social, the society. Yes. When it says water and air, it's more spiritual. That's that symbolic language. You know, we are a walking dictionary. I covered this a little bit too on the Talib. But they call it jargon or a colloquial language. But right now, I'm saying we have a variety of dictionaries. You know, you got the everyday, go to work, go to school dictionary, you deal with everyday Americans. You come to the mastery, you got a different dictionary, right? The young boy sitting on the corner, he got a dictionary. He called it a code. But a dictionary is saying that it is the selection of words to give definitions. But you know one thing you forget about the word, about the dictionary? Diction. Yeah. It's, you have the area on the end, right? The diction. What is diction? Proper pronunciation. Proper, clear, distinct pronunciation. That's diction. Someone who can speak very articulate, they have good diction. Yes. So we've got into the habit of dictionary just being where we go for meanings. But before we get to the meanings, it's got the little letters in the bold print. You know why it's in the bold? Because it's important. And it gives you the pronunciation of each syllable. Yeah, so now we need to remember that. In particular, in the speaking, it is the articulation, the ability to articulate the sounds, the long sounds, the short sounds, properly. That's how I go as believers, alhamdulillah. We want to speak about our beloved prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, grace and peace be upon him. Everybody wants the flame Abraham. Yes. We read in the Quran, this is chapter 3, verse 65. Ya Ahli Kitab, O people of the previous revelation, people of the book. Oh, Allah speaks to more than just Muslims in the Quran. You better believe it's a book for all people, for all times. Yeah, Ahli Kitab, O fathers of earlier revelation, why do you argue about Abraham, seeing that the Torah and the gospel were not revealed until long after him? Will you not then use your reasoning? Your reasoning? Takeluna, an akal. Akal means the brain, right? Will you not think about that for a minute? You holding an argument about Abraham, and your books were not complete until he came and gone. Just the Torah and the gospel. See, this verse here is speaking to the people of the book. And so by extension, it's speaking to us as Muslims. But it's addressing a problem in the world that needs to be given remedy, and the Quran is the remedy. It brings the medication. The next verse reads, surely you are the ones who will argue about that which is known to you, but why do you argue about something which is unknown to you? Now, this is Allah speaking to the those before us. You argue about what you do know, that's okay, a little leeway given there. At least you know a little bit about something she's talking about. But Allah says, but why do you argue about something which is unknown to you? Yet God knows it, whereas you do not know. Abraham was neither a Jew or a Christian, but was one who turned away from all that is false. Having surrendered himself unto Allah, unto God, and he was not of those who ascribed divinity to aught besides him. He was not of the Mushrikeen. The Mushrikeen, those who practice shirk. What is shirk? The polytheism ideas. The next verse, 68 reads, this is chapter 3, verse 68 reads, behold, the people who have the best claim to Abraham, now this is now, those who have the best claim to Abraham are surely those who follow him. Same thing about bloodline is. As does this prophet, referring to Muhammad, and all who believe in him. And Allah is near unto the believers. Allah is near to the believers. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So now, we all love Abraham, and we should. He's the father. But you can't say because you're Muslim or you're Christian or you're Jew or somebody else that you have exclusive rights to Abraham. You don't have that. The Quran is plain and clear. Those who have the best claim to Abraham were surely those who follow him. So if you're not following Abraham, you don't have that right. In the time of Christ Jesus, according to the Bible, there were those who came to follow Abraham. Yeah? And Jesus is kind of like, it gives you the indication like, it took him a while to peek it. But when he did, he said, I know who you are. You claim to be the seed of Abraham. But if you were the seed of Abraham, you wouldn't be giving me the blues. You are of your father. Oh, I guess another father coming into this picture. You're not of your, you claim to be Abraham is your father. But I see your works. You are of your father, the devil. Say a liar he was from the I'm paraphrasing, you know, I'm just holding to it. So a liar he was from the beginning and a liar he is now. And you are the product of a lie. Remind me when you got that little movie, The Omen, Damien. That's who the daddy was. He was, he was a dog. God fell backwards. Abraham is known as Hanif. And Hanif means upright. Upright. The Hunasai, right? Yes. Upright in his nature and monotheistic beliefs. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Abu Bakr, Allah be peace with him, before the Quran was revealed, they had a group of them. They called themselves the Hunasai. there were remnants left in the area of Abraham's teaching. They didn't have the whole thing. They had said pieces of it. But there were those who just never gave in to the Bible. And Abu Bakr was one. Prophet Muhammad was one. And there were a few others. They just said, no, I just can't get with it. Chapter 2, verse 130 of the Quran asked the question. And who turns away from the religion of Abraham but such as debase their souls with folly? Him we chose and rendered pure in this world. And he will be in the afterlife in the ranks of the righteous. To Salihim, that's Abraham. Who would turn away from a religion, the Millah Ibrahim, except ones who wants to make themselves foolish? You can't blame, you cannot even blame Shaitan. You get me? Those are old enough to remember, hopefully. He flipped, put on dress. What do you say? The devil made me do it. He's lying still. Quite God flip. Just a little side note. Talking to her, I guess met her yesterday on my Sunday blog, right? We're going to talk about Islam's influence in the prisons. Overall, just the whole picture going back to the beginning. And so I said, I believe a Muslim female chaplain on this. So, brother found one for me. She called me yesterday. We went through the talk. And she said, now this part, she said, I can't figure this part on the show. But she laid something on me that just messed me up. She said the biggest prison in the world, like 4,000 inmates, all women. But due to LGBTQ, they got 31 men in their prison. I said, what? Yes, you said, because they identify as being female. Now, come on now, think about that. Just use your brain. By the law? Not our law. So when you hear something like that, you get shakes. You're like, what's going on here? It's bad enough that going over, here's a young girl that practiced through middle school, high school, and now she's the best in the competition, and in the last minute, some guy say, hey, I'm a female, I'm going to come into your league. And so they got one guy in swimming, he took all the records. So we're looking at the balance thought. We're looking at being their future. The nature. Abraham had an upright nature, right? Looking at the nature. Nature does not change. Nature is a secondary level. The Quran is the level. And in the purity of the Bible and the Torah is the level. But nature is right there with it as being a law of revelation to the human family. And we read all the time, Surah 30, Ayah 30. Right? The natural way. Don't change it. If Allah made the man on the same pattern he made the demon. Made the demon on the same pattern he made the man. Based upon what? Fitra. Or the fitra? Original nature. Not just nature. The original nature. The first nature. It says, last time do it. Don't change it. Then it concludes and says, and that is the standard deed. So most men recognize it not. Most men want to label themselves, oh, I'm this, or oh, I'm that. I've been in this school. Okay, that's good. But are you lying to your nature in the process? Are you allowing society to lie against nature in the process? I don't care what school you've been to. You jumped to first grade. The first grade is Garden of Eden, paradise, garden. That's what they call kindergarten garden. but be a kind, tender God that respects the original human nature, the original creation, Allah. So Ibrahim stayed in the Arabia, alayhi salam. He was of those who were faithful. Let me say in that Fatiha, right? Surah Al-Azim after Al-Azim. The way of those upon whom they show favor. Dear Muslims, who are those who are not favored? Now we have to be very careful. Muslims will say, it's us. And that's true. They don't stop there. Because if it stopped there, when we sit in Jalsa and we recognize Allah, right? It says he had to do like he was following the Tayyiba, right? Obedience, peace. My service, my worship, my prayers is for Allah. Allah's first, always first. Who's second? Muhammad. Right? As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace upon you, O Prophet. First person singular. First person singular. Like you looking at him, Imam. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And God bless and bless you. So Allah is first. The Prophet is second. Who's third? The believers. Right? As-salamu alayka. Peace be upon us. But it don't stop there. There's some other folks in life. Why anybody like all of you? Wait a minute. Who are these other people? We're not answering the words, Lord. We can say the words a little slower and think about it. Allah, first, the Prophet, the believers, and these others of you. So, who is it that Allah has favored? Because we as Muslims, we are asking for peace upon us and the more Salihim. Salihim means righteous. Keep in mind, we're on Facebook Live, we're on internet, so we can be careful that I try to be very careful whenever we do that, to say an Islamic term. Let's be mindful that it's not today, it's recorded. It's been recorded. So 5, 10 years, you know what I mean? Yes, and say, I can't follow him. And yes, recently, I went to the YMCA, one of the friends, she saw it. She said, what did you be talking? She said, I couldn't follow him. So I said, thank you. So dear Muslims, tell my dictionary, the audio, right? Communication. Also, know your audience. Speak to your audience. Always study your audience. If you're going to be a teacher in the classroom, study your student and see how that student learns. And then teach in that method for that student different from the student sitting next to him. That's a good teacher. And we are told in Islam, whatever we learn, we must teach it. And we get upset with somebody. Because we taught him and they walked away from us. The problem really was you walked to them wrong because you didn't know your recipient well enough. You didn't know them. You thought, well, I got it. I thought they didn't get it. And a long time ago, hopefully if they're doing this, you walk away and say, they ain't nothing but a calf. You become a disbeliever. Because we get poor communication skills. Can't be that way. You have to learn to study all the time. Be a constant student. So back to my point. Who are those favored? Who are those who Allah has favored? Allah has also favored those who are good in Christianity, Judaism, Muslim Quran say, Sabians. And then you see your open door. Any who believe in Allah in the last day. Is there any And we've been busy closing the door, trying to get them coming to the club. You got to give a secret handshake. You got to know the right answer. Allah didn't do that. We done that. Who are those who earn the shift of pleasure? You got to earn a lot of this pleasure. You know, it ain't like the air. The air, you have to earn the air. Wherever you go is there, right? Pretty much, right? The sunshine, right? The Bible says the sunshine on the blessed head on this, right? You ain't got to go look for that. But to receive Allah's displeasure, you got to be dedicated to wrong. You got to hit the clock. Like, hey, I'm going to get this punishment. Those who earn Allah's displeasure are those who rebelled. The one Christ Jesus called out, they rebelled. When does Iblis become Shaitan? He was Iblis because he was a jinn. His arrogance kicked him over to now consciously go against Allah's plan. Before he could blend in with the angels and play the role of an angel, right? But when Allah brought in one and Adam, the Khalifa, and put him above the angels, oh, Iblis like, I'm better than him. Istakbara. Right? I'm better than him. He made me from fire and him from black mud. I can't bow to that. And then when the Iblis began to, with a conscious mind, with an intentionality to go against Allah's plan, he's not called Iblis no more. He's called the Shaitan. And don't think those characteristics or potentials are outside of us. You hear Allah's plan and you know Allah's plan, you understand Allah's plan, you say, well, I'm going to do it the wrong thing anyway. You have earned, you have to work to earn that displeasure. So the people, like the rebellious Jews, not saying all Jews, but rebellious Jews, that argue with Jesus in the New Testament, they earned it. The next Fatiha speaks about the Dali. That's how we should say it too. The first syllable should be extra long. Dali. Lean is long too. But the first part should be real long. Because when you're going astray, like Dali. For people who unintentionally, they didn't intend to go astray from the way of Abraham. And you find that mainly with those who are in the Christian society. They didn't intend to go astray. But if Allah has given these two characteristics to us, we got to say it. At least it should make you a five prayers. It's saying it at least 17 times a day. I think it's speaking to us too. We can be the Makhzubi, right? Those who earn the law of his pleasure and the Baali. It wouldn't be there for us to say it. Our religion, El Islam. Not just saying Islam. You're saying Al-Islam, the Islam. And Allah said, this day have I perfected for you your religion, right? And completed my favors upon you. And have chosen for you, you don't say Islam, you say Al-Islam as your religion. We have in Al-Islam the completion of what Abraham started. Do you read in Abraham's writing where he completed the conversation for the human family? No. that he makes a major contribution. When you read about Moses, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Yes, for those who, alayhi salam, me upon him be peace. Upon him be peace. Moses, upon him be peace, made a major contribution. But do you read where Moses completed the issue, completed the deal for human family? No, you don't do it. But his contribution is significant in the line of progress. Christ Jesus, alayhi salam, upon him be peace. Did he complete the issue for the human family? No. He said, it's expedient that I go away. If I don't go away, the comforter won't come. But how be you when he comes? He will tell you the truth of all things. He will tell you the truth on me. What is that saying to us? Jesus knew they were going to lie with me. Yeah. He knew they were going to lie with me. The blessings of El Islam that we have with Muhammad, the completion, this day have I completed, perfected, and chosen for you, El Islam. Now, in closing the first part, and this is just for, I'm being very conscious of the Facebook audience and those who listen, but that's here what we know. Did Moses practice Judaism? Show me anywhere, and I'm just so you all know, I contacted some of my rabbi friends this morning because I want to make sure I'm coming right. We're not here to divide the issue. We're here trying to build a collection, a cohesion, and you got to address issues. This is for the thinkers who are going to think about this. Did Moses practice Judaism, in particular as it is today? No. Did Moses know what Judaism was? Okay, let's go to the next. Did Christ Jesus ever call himself a Christian? No. Did he call his followers a Christian? No. Did he establish Christianity? No. He did not. You say, well, what did they practice? Well, we got El Islam, they practiced Islam in bringing us up to El Islam. Now, let's look at Muhammad. Did Muhammad call himself a Muslim? Yes. Did Muhammad practice Islam? Yes. Excuse me. Did Muhammad do all the five pillars? Did he make Salat like we did? Did he go to Hajj? Did he do everything we do? Yes. Was the religion completed before he died? Before he has the five pillars, his beliefs. Yes. He bought the whole package. Allah gave him the whole package. Yes. Then we say, buildings of Islam on the outcome. Islam is built upon the five. Right? You got nations, you got industry, you got education, you got politics, you got business. But the basis on the middle blocks of building any society, any place in the world, Muhammad the Prophet, upon him, he bought the whole package. And anything that has changed since Muhammad has had to depend upon the Quran, his wisdom, Muhammad, his model, to be successful. I don't care if it's Russia, Australia, Africa, I don't care what it was. If it's not for Muhammad coming, being blessed to come out alone. And to bring this completion, it wouldn't be there. So, Muhammad's fulfillment of his purpose, reason why he called the name Muhammad. What does Muhammad mean? One worthy of praise. No, praying to the praise. You get some good jury, you go get the praise, right? See how much value is in it. Oh, it's very honorable. And Muhammad means one worthy of praise, right? Well, in him being honored and praised, guess what? Adam is praised and completed. Moses is praised and completed. To Muhammad, they got the extension, the seven heavens. Huh? Got it now, right? He led them all in prayer. And therefore, they were completed in Muhammad. We got two fathers, Abraham and Adam. Peace be upon us. Two fathers. Means that they gave us something to give us life forever. And as Imam Muhammad taught us, Adam is the father of our original human nature. That's the nature. The nature means a partner. The partner is the rational mind. And Abraham represents that rational based faith. Isn't Abraham all the time questioning? He questioned his father, he questioned the sun, the moon, the stars, he questioned God in the fourth verse. He questioned. And God never condemned him. Yes. Both were our two fathers. The others were our brothers. Oh Allah, bless us and guide us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us for all. Forgive us for all of our sins. Complete all of our shortcomings. Have mercy upon us. So, amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear Muslims, be the same Muslim all the time. Be a 24/7 Muslim. Don't be a Friday Muslim. Don't be the Eve Muslim. They show up. You know, be a Muslim that make five prayers a day, every day. I know there's some times situations don't favor us. But I told y'all this before. I mean, a whole lot of slot, but it might be a time, and my day be so I'm heavy on here, there. I pull over on the curb. So I pray for going down the street in my car. Before I miss a prayer. And they said, but we can go home and make it up. True. But I remember the Quran saying, if you were in a situation that's not favorable, you can pray riding, sitting, and laying down. That's right. Yeah. I prayed at a Pacer game one time, two times. I thought missing this prayer. And just do it. Be a Muslim 24/7. In whatever business you may be, what the Quran says, right? This is chapter 10, verse 1. In whatever business you may be, in whatever portion you may be reciting from the Quran, in whatever deed you may be doing, we are witnesses thereof. When you are deeply engrossed therein. Nor is hearing from your Lord so much as the weight of an atom on the earth or in heaven, and not the least, and not the greatest of these things, but are recorded in a clear record. Chapter 10, verse 61. So this is telling us that everything we do is important. Society is always suggesting to us styles, trends, fads. However, it is obligatory that the masters uphold the standards of the Quran, the Word of God, believers, and parents. Don't send our children mixed messages. When you have a conduct at the master that don't match the conduct at home. Allah sees all that we do. I often tell this parable of the father had three sons, gave all three sons a chicken in the morning, and told his sons, go somewhere, kill the chickens, but make sure nobody sees you. All three sons went off with their chicken. One came back in about 5-10 minutes. You know, job was done. One came back an hour or two later. The job was done. Third son, high noon, evening, right around sunset, the father's worried, where's that boy at? And the boy finally came back. I was glad to see him, but he was mad. You've been gone all day long, he had been worried, and you didn't kill the chicken. You disobedient. Your brothers did the right thing. You disobedient. He said, no, Father, I was obedient. He said, well, how? He said, you told me to go and kill this chicken because nobody seen me. He said, yes. He said, well, everywhere I went, Allah was there. Allah was there. This is how we should be as Muslims. Now, they got that old crazy lie. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And they can... All students. People gonna make mistakes. Oh, Allah, forgive me. In the Quran, that's a hadith, in the Quran, it says when you find yourself in the wrong and you come back to the right mind, say, oh, Allah, forgive me, Allah will wipe away the wrong. So be mindful of all sins, especially the small sins. Prophet Muhammad said, what in his last son? That the shaitan has given up all hope of getting you to commit the big sins. So look out for him with the little sins. You know, a small thing can mess you up. You get coronavirus. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said in his final address, yes, be mindful of small sins. So the question is, who is in charge of your life? The angels? The genius? Or are you the Khalifa? That's what I made you to be. So let us be mindful, dear Muslims. Don't blame Shaitan for your shortcomings. Pray to Allah for help. Be the same Muslim. Wherever you go, pray for yourself that you are in the Master. Be the same Muslim when everything's going good and everything's going your way, the food's good, the family's good. Be the same Muslim that we're all fighting. The food's burnt, things ain't going right. You ran out of money. Be the same Muslim. That's a believer. The situation around us don't change us. We change the situation around us. And the Quran says, well, not the earth, space is enough for you. You will be catching hell, you stay. And the Quran says, on Judgment Day, it said, only those who are really weak and oppressed, who couldn't believe, they will be forgiven. If you have means to delete sin, abandon robbing, you stay, we don't do that. And that's same internally in our mind, in our you're in a situation, you say, oh, no, I ain't going for that. I ain't going for that. Be that strong Muslim, 24-7. Abandon the lie to the truth, you know? Bear death to the truth, you know? Muhammad and Abu Zarah, and I'm in the care of the truth. Now, Lord, let not our hearts deviate. Now, since you got us right, but grant to us from your presence, your mercy. For you're the ones that grant without counties, without measure. Amen. Be coming.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
Thank you.